This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line. We're going to be talking about drugs this morning, a drug awareness program that's coming up. I think you would be interested in hearing about this. From the Murfreesboro Police Department, Kyle Evans is with us. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us. You brought some friends with you today.
I did. With me is Detective Greg Flanagan, who is our detective assigned to our vice unit that investigates prescription fraud and other pharmaceutical investigations, and also with us from the state's attorney's office, Trey King.
Good to have both of you with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Now, we're talking about synthetic drugs. When we talk about synthetic drugs, because I'm not sure everybody knows what we're talking about, what is a synthetic drug and how does that differ from others?
The synthetic drugs that we're speaking about are synthetic cathinones or synthetic cannabinoids, and these mirror ecstasy, cocaine, methamphetamines, or marijuana.
Okay. Are these some of the drugs that were in the convenience stores that were taken off the shelves? That they sounded like something you'd put in your flower garden or something.
Well, that's absolutely right. Only Molly's plant food isn't meant for your tomatoes. They're meant for people to misuse and basically get high with, and that's exactly what we're trying to stop. And
how did somebody come up with the idea to market something like that? I mean, right off the bat, you should know that that's not going to fly.
Right. I think it was nothing more than a ploy to get around regulation and scrutiny.
How long did they manage to sort of squeeze around there?
I think law enforcement first became aware of the problem around the beginning of 2010.
And does this have the same effect to your body that, some of the other drugs have? I mean, in particular, methamphetamines. I mean, I've seen pictures of people who were young, they'd start with methamphetamines, and within a short period of time, they would look old.
Right, and this differs a little bit from meth. It does have amphetamine properties to it associated with it, especially the synthetic cathinones. It is a central nervous system stimulant, so it does cause it's like a speed.
Mm-hmm. And Bart, what we've seen is just, as opposed to meth and some of the other drugs, which are terrible, terrible drugs, but with some of these vampire blood and Molly's plant food and some of the things that we've seen locally, the Poison Control Center has seen an increase from a few hundred phone calls for drug use to thousands. We've seen hundreds of kids end up in our ER, adults also end up in our ERs with life-threatening situations where they could die, literally just a few minutes away from dying. They're on respirators, on life support, and it's something that we're seeing it's plaguing our community with this the amount of people coming into our ERs with these life-threatening situations because of using these drugs, even the first time.
Now, when people buy these at the convenience store, before you had removed them, did they always know what they were buying, or did some of them innocently think they were getting something that was a new pop food or something of that sort?
I executed one of the search warrants during the operation, and the market owner said that he had an idea that he wasn't supposed to be selling it, but the reason that he was selling it was because all the other tobacco stores and all the other corner markets were selling it, and if he wasn't selling it, he was losing his customers to these other people. I think the majority of them knew that they weren't supposed to be selling it because a lot of them were not putting it on the storefront. They were keeping it behind the counters and in bags and in boxes behind the counter where it wasn't actually accessible to the public. So they knew.
So it was not in the convenience stores. It was mostly in those tobacco discount stores.
Correct. Most of your corner tobacco outlets and corner markets where they sell your smoking paraphernalia and items of that nature is where we were finding most of it.
I guess we, whenever we get this subject going, and Greg, you know the calls that we get dealing with the paraphernalia. People call in and they're concerned that just regular convenience stores are selling drug paraphernalia and calling it, I'm not sure what they're calling it. I'm sure they're not calling it drug paraphernalia, but they're selling it right out in the open. Is there nothing that can be done about that?
Well, you know, yes, there is, in a certain perspective. If it's what you intend to do with it. If you come out there and you have something that you bought at a convenience store that could be used to smoke marijuana or to smoke other illegal drugs, and you're in possession of those illegal drugs, well, that's going to add a charge to it, not just for the possession of the drugs, but also the paraphernalia. So, yes, we do arrest people. We do issue citations for possession of those things. However, the stores can sell them as long as there's a legitimate use for them. And that's where we came into problems with the Mollies and the vampire blood, is that they say it's not for human consumption, which is, as Trey King said, that it's a way just to skirt the law and try and get around it. But if you're in possession of some of these synthetic drugs, now that is against the law, thanks to the recent law that was passed by our state legislature.
So if you're a convenience store and you have these drug paraphernalia for sale, and you have the Molly plant food and vampire blood, whatever, that all sort of puts you into a whole different category all of a sudden.
Well, that's right, and someone like Trey King is going to step in, and why don't you tell him a little bit about Operation Sinful Smoke that we just served the search warrants on 2 weeks ago.
Sure. Operation Sinful Smoke basically covered a two-month period from June to August, and in that time frame, undercover agents from TBI visited approximately 60 different local discount tobacco and beer stores, convenience stores, head shops, throughout Rutherford County, and in those 60 stores that they went to, approximately 36, they were able to successfully buy these illegal products, these illegal drugs.
Every one of them.
Correct.
Every store.
Right, and I think we have found a little over 180 total different brand names or different brand products.
Now, this synthetic drug awareness program that's coming up over at Patterson Park on October 19th from 6 until 8 in the evening, who are you hoping to attract there? Are you looking for parents? Are you looking for teenagers? Who are you looking for?
We'd like to target, you know, the parents, the middle school kids, the high school kids, college kids, young adults. We want to educate the parents on what they might be seeing in their kids. And we want the middle school kids, the high school kids, to understand that what they're taking can be deadly, and the consequences of the use can be severe.
So a parent listening in right now, if they could just devote 2 hours to their child's safety on October the 19th, 6 until 8 that evening, just 2 hours, it could mean the difference in life and death for their child almost.
That's correct. And we felt like putting this program together, if we could save one life, that it's been time well spent. A little bit on how this got going, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I received a call from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and it was from the administrative staff there. And one of the pediatricians, Dr. Jeremy Harrison, had been working in the ER, and he had been seeing people coming in, and they were seeing life-threatening situations, violent situations, things that they normally wouldn't see, and their blood tests were showing up negative for any type of drugs. And they were concerned. And they knew, they had an idea that it was coming from synthetic drug use, but a lot of the doctors didn't know what the synthetic drugs were and what the makeup of these drugs were. So administration at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic did call, and they said, Greg, can you put on a program for our doctors? And I said, well, I'm not really up on the synthetic drugs. I do more of the pharmaceutical stuff, but let me get in touch with somebody and let's see what we can do. So I contacted Trey King from the Attorney General's office. And he, along with William Benson, the assistant director of the TBI, and Dr. Sullivan Smith, who is the director of ER and emergency medicine in Putnam County at Cookeville Regional, agreed to come speak to about 30 doctors. They took their lunch hour and came down and heard a presentation. And they were just overwhelmed and amazed at the wealth of information that they had received in that hour and a half. So the idea was brought up to, let's do a public awareness program. And the doctor said, this is a must-see for parents. And the seed was planted, and with the partnership of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's co-sponsoring and Wax Family Printing, we've been able to put together this this what I believe to be an awesome program.
Let me be sure I understand this. You're saying that the physicians were saying that these people were coming into the clinic and they were having some strange reactions, and yet with synthetic drugs, it was not showing up. You couldn't tell that they were on drugs. Is that right?
That's correct.
But if they had been on other types of drugs, you would have that would have shown up in a test.
Correct. They have tests that show up for cocaine, marijuana, methamphetamine, opiates. But the methacathinones, they're not showing in normal blood test.
Does this become a problem with people that you have who are out on? They've been charged with different crimes, and they're out on bond, and they go through drug testing and what have you. Looks like they could be on these drugs, and they wouldn't show up.
Absolutely.
That's a little scary.
It is scary.
I mean, those people have a record of doing really rough things. And I'm sure the drugs don't help out too much on that.
That's correct.
So this is a bigger problem. I mean, the more you look at it, the bigger the problem gets.
That's true. And we're still receiving phone calls. Kids are still able to get their hands on them. And maybe if they're not getting it in Rutherford County, they're going to Wilson County. They may be going to Davidson County, Bedford County, and bringing it back to the high schools here and selling it within the high schools. I just heard an SRO from the Sheriff's Department yesterday talking about that same thing, that they were still seeing it. So parents need to be aware of what they're seeing in their child's sock drawer, in their car, the glove box, and we want to educate them on that, to be on the lookout for these type of things with their children.
Since they are synthetic drugs, does that mean that the children are able to manufacture them themselves, or has it gotten to that point?
Synthetic is man-made. Yeah. But we're not seeing where children are manufacturing these drugs because they're so readily available to them now, they don't need to. So they're still getting their hands on the synthetic stuff. And you could make it, but it would be a long process.
How much is the gang world involved in this? I mean, you hear a lot about the gangs and mafia and things of that sort being involved in the criminal elements, the underworld and everything. It looks like this is the same type of thing.
Well, you know, Bart, any time that there's money involved in something, I think that you could say that, and a lot of money, some of these things go for $30 a pop. You could say that that gangs could be involved somewhere, but typically what we see with those, they're more on the mainstream drugs, the cocaine, the marijuana, those type of things. What we're seeing here are or chemistry majors in high school, or in college, I mean, that graduate, they see the lure of making a lot of money doing this and trying to skirt the law by changing the chemical compound every so often. And they're making these things in their own basically homemade labs, but on a large scale, on a professional scale. And trying to skirt the law is just changing the compound just a little bit. Every time the legislature would outlaw that drug, they just change it a little bit. And so that's more of what we're seeing is people who are trying to make these in their, not necessarily basement, but in their own labs, and then on a mass scale, and then distribute them and so on. So this is kind of a new generation of drug manufacturers that we're seeing.
So do you find a prevalence of this more in a community that has a college and university?
Well, actually, I think it was vampire blood that was made right here in Murfreesboro by a couple of college students that decided that they were going to go into this business. And so, as close to home as here, we're seeing this. But it's something that we're seeing in communities throughout the country, especially in college towns, because that's where they're getting the knowledge on how to make these chemicals, to mix them the right way, to make this stuff that, and then they market it as plant food or as vampire blood. They market it so that teenagers are going to be just drawn to it. And just look at the packaging. It's just, it screams to attract teenagers and young adults. And so it's just a scheme from the word go. And we're really thankful that our state legislature saw the wisdom in outlawing all chemically similar substances and putting these laws into effect. And I know Trey can probably add to this, but we want to see those laws strengthened. We want to see the punishment strengthened. We want to see the class go to a very serious felony, make it a Schedule I drug, and we want to see those things increase, because this is just one of the most dangerous and evil drugs that are out there.
And I guess this is something that would come along in the next General Assembly. I don't think you can do anything right this minute, can you, with the General Assembly not being in session?
Correct. It would be up to the next General Assembly.
Okay. So that's something that you could be talking with your state representatives right now about. In fact, right now we're going to open up the phone lines, and if you have any questions dealing with synthetic drugs, or if you're concerned that maybe your child or a neighbor or somebody that you're very close to is using synthetic drugs, or perhaps even, since we are a college town, somebody may be creating synthetic drugs, you're concerned about that, call us. 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Night, Good Neighbor Talk turns the UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the Customer Relations Manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
We're doing a lot of cleaning, doing a lot of painting, doing some freshening up. We've got all the same employees that we've had for years.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
We're ready to give you the best deal ever and give you the best customer service that we can possibly give you.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Lay it against sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning, Weatherford County. As you continue your journey into work this morning, guys, things starting to slow down a little bit along I-24, starting right around Parthenon Boulevard in the Laverne area, but nothing that's going to slow you down too awful much. Guys, want to make sure you are aware, starting at 8 o'clock between Southeast Broad and College Street along Mania Avenue, we will have lane closures as road construction work continues along Mania Avenue between Broad Street and East Castle. This traffic report is brought to you by the Law Office of Bart Durham. Justice is your right. Give them a call, 866-468-6603. With the WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Thank you, John. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, cloudy skies and gradually becoming sunny, and high temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Currently 57.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
WGNS Murfreesboro is true blue. Blue Raiders Sports on WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Lights the darkness most fear. And speaking of True Blue, we're going to head to Troy, Alabama tomorrow. You'll hear Blue Raider football right here on WGNS tomorrow on your Good Neighbor station. Tonight, it's high school football. Tonight, Riverdale at Hendersonville. That's all on WGNS. Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. If you have a question or comment dealing with our topic this morning, Synthetic Drug Awareness, a special program coming up October the 19th. And that's over at the Patterson Community Center from 6 until 8 in the evening. Sponsored by Wax Family Printing, the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and the Murfreesboro Police Department. If you have any questions dealing with this, maybe you're concerned, maybe your child is doing something that you don't know whether they are using synthetic drugs or not. Perhaps there's some telltale evidence that you'd like to know about. 893-1450. 1450 is the phone number, 893-1450. Visiting with us this morning, Kyle Evans from the Murfreesboro Police Department. Trey King is with us, the State Attorney General's Office, the co-case agent for Operation Sinful Smoke, and Detective Greg Flanagan, the pharmaceutical diversion investigator with the Murfreesboro Police Department. And let's go to the phones. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Yeah, what game are you broadcasting tonight?
We're doing the game with Hendersonville and Riverdale tonight. Thank you for calling. 893-1450, we have at least that answer. That was an easy one.
Hope they're all that easy, Bart.
That's right. And I will tell you, too, since Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is one of the sponsors of your program, they're having a big day today. The groundbreaking for their Phase 2 over on Garrison Drive is this morning at 9.
Very exciting.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a great addition to the community. Now, let's talk a little more about synthetic drugs, and the frightening thing is they're being made in large numbers in small labs and sold to children and retailers. Is that right? Retailers are the ones who are selling these. That's a whole new area. I guess it's a new area of dispensing.
Right.
Okay.
You see a lot of number of these discount tobacco beer stores, convenience stores, local head shops, adult bookstores. There's also websites that you can purchase these products off of, eBay, Google, various other.
Do they ship them out to you?
Yes, they'll ship them through U.S. Mail, FedEx, or UPS.
So these are going business, very successful businesses, I guess.
It's a multi-million dollar industry.
So these students who are learning in the university level, who are learning how to, you know, be scientists and things of that sort, they're probably making more money than they ever would in the real world, or would you say that? I mean, sounds like there's big bucks in it.
There are. I think that we have seen the products sell anywhere from $5 to $6 up to $60 a piece for the product. And on Operation Sinful Smoke, we seized roughly 23,000 packages of these illegal drugs from 36 stores. So, I mean, if you take an average of, you know, $15, $20, you're talking, you know, several hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You've got your work cut out for you, it sounds like, in trying to show the youngsters who are, because you've got youngsters on both ends, these are still youngsters who are creating this product. They're college students, they haven't gotten into their real life's business, and they're doing wrong. And then they're selling to even younger people who certainly are doing wrong. And you're going to have to convince them that this is wrong. And at the same time, that college student probably has the potential of making more than they could ever make in the real world. It's sort of like the drug situation where you have teenagers out selling drugs for people, driving these super expensive automobiles, getting things that they could never dream of with real world salaries. And that is difficult, I would think, to curb that.
It is. The money is always the object in any of this. I think that's always been the problem.
Is that also something that maybe a parent or a friend would look at, say, here's a college student who's, you know, mostly college students are having a hard time getting through college, and this one is driving a new Lamborghini. I said.
Well, you know, you can never promote selling anything that's illegal or a drug that's killing people.
Right.
I think that's the major
right.
difference.
I'm meaning a way to detect that they are in this business.
Right. I mean, that's always a telltale sign.
So these are things that you need to be aware of. If something doesn't look right, that should raise a red flag.
Well, that's right. If you suspect that somebody's selling this, whether it's a convenience store, if you think somebody's making this, or any information that someone has, we really encourage you to give us a call. The number for Vice is on our website. You can call and leave a message there. We also have a Crime Stoppers tip line where you can remain anonymous. There's plenty of ways where you can do the right thing and call and let us know, and we will follow up. We will investigate, and we work very well with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, the state's attorney general's office. We will follow up on these, and as you can see, we're going to prosecute them and hold those people that make this stuff and sell this stuff, we're going to hold them accountable. And, you know, it's not just children, by the way, that have been using this stuff. We've had mothers. We've had adults. We had a reporter for a local TV station that decided to try this stuff out. And while they were high on this stuff, they were doing donuts in the yards of front yards of some houses over off of North Church Street. And while they were doing that, it actually caused there were kids that were outside in the yard. So this affects so many people in so many different ways that we got to put a stop to this. And it starts with public awareness, which is what we're going to be doing on October the 19th, again from 6 to 8 at Patterson Park. And I really encourage people to come out, take the time to invest in your kids. The things that you're going to learn about this isn't just about Molly's plant food and vampire blood. You're going to learn about ways to communicate with your kids about the serious effects of drugs and how that you can keep your kids, your family members from using any type of drug, whether it's synthetic or regular or whatever the case is. So I really encourage folks to come on out. It's a couple hours, and you know, bring your kids. They need to see this stuff.
You know, I wonder if the kids and the parents also, do they know that what happens to your body when you take it? Do they know that?
We're going to talk about that. We've got doctors that are going to share stories. I think we've even got some folks that have used this stuff that just one time maybe took one or two little teeny hits off of these things that have resulted in them being just seconds away from death. And they're going to tell their story, and they're going to just let folks know from firsthand experience. Kids, adults, they're going to share their stories, and we're just going to educate the public about how bad this stuff is and why they shouldn't even consider using it.
Greg, you had a thought?
Yeah. Add to what Kyle was saying, I've been in contact with a young lady who I'm hoping that will come and tell her story. She relayed to me that she had smoked. She never used drugs before in her life, and she was introduced to this by a friend, said, hey, it's legal, give you a buzz like alcohol. This young lady took 1.5 hits or puffs off of a cigarette with this stuff in it and was on a respirator. And the doctors came to her family and said, y'all need to make a decision. Y'all need to make a decision whether you want to leave her on life support for a little while longer or you want to pull her off the respirator. They chose to leave this young lady on life support because they wanted to give her a fighting chance. And good thing they did. She did come to, and it's fine, but the doctors still don't know what the long-term effects of this drug is going to be. And that's what a lot of the doctors are saying. You know, if you use this, we do not know what the long-term effects of your use is going to be on your brain, your liver, your heart, your lungs down the road. So that's a concern. And if it concerns the doctors that much, then it ought to concern the parents enough to want to come out and hear what the program's going to be about and know what your kids are doing and let them hear these stories.
And that's just one time.
One time.
You know, Bart, on that note, sometimes I think that people think that because it's called synthetic drugs, that it's not as harmful or it's not as real as our traditional drugs that we see. And that word synthetic, I think, really just throws people off because that synthetic, you don't know what kind of chemicals are in these things. And even if you do, you don't know the long-term effects like Detective Flanagan just mentioned. And so these are just really are, even though it's called synthetic, it's not in the term that you would think of normally, and it's just that much more dangerous for people to use.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Good. Did you have a comment or question?
Yeah, I can't hardly hear you.
Okay, well, we'll talk good and loud.
Huh?
Okay, well, we can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to ask the Cal Evan that's up there about Saturday. I woke up, somebody beating on my door about to knock it in, and I jumped up and I said, who is it? They wouldn't say nothing. But then after a while, he said, your baby's dead. I said, ain't no baby in here. But anyway, he kept acting like he gonna knock it down. I called the police, and the police came. And they arrested him. He told me he was taking him to jail for purpose and confiscation and what you call that, under a minor.
Yeah, you know, in cases like that, we hear so many stories where people on the use of drugs or alcohol, and more so these synthetic drugs, are just doing things that they wouldn't normally do. So, if the drug itself doesn't kill you, sometimes your behavior afterwards will. We've seen cases where they've done donuts in people's yards and almost killed children. We've seen them where they've run into traffic after taking all their clothes off and laying in the street in the middle of Broad Street or Memorial. We see people just acting really just out of their minds on this stuff. And it's just such a terrible, terrible thing. And I'm sorry that that happened to you. And I hope that they were able to get that person the help that they need, and we can get them off those drugs.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, why didn't they charge him with trying to beat my dough in?
Well, I don't know the exact circumstances behind what happened, but it sounds to me like he did go to jail and was charged appropriately with at least being intoxicated in public. And if you're using these products,
somebody took his money.
Yeah,
was supposed to been bringing him some drugs, but then they didn't bring him the drugs, and they thought they went in my house.
Yeah, and stuff like that happens, and that's what we're here for, is to respond out there and to
get
the people in jail.
People don't think clear.
No. When you're on these drugs, you act out of your mind. So,
thank you for calling, and I'm glad that nothing more serious happened to you, because it sounds like these people are dangerous at some point.
It is. A number of these products, we've heard from the doctors that this does cause a violent outrage, and they're having to be heavily sedated when they come into the ER.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Bart. And, Bart, I'm really enjoying the program this morning, but as a grandmother, I'm trying to just trying to figure out why would people take that type of stuff and know that it could be life-threatening? Is it peer pressure? And what is it? If they could just maybe tell us, why would anyone take that type of stuff? Is it, I don't know. I was just calling to see, why would people take stuff knowing that it is life-threatening? Our young people, even maybe adults, why would they take that stuff? And I'm going to hang up and listen. You all have a good day.
Thank you. Trey, what about that? Why do people take it?
I think we have seen a number of different websites where they're promoting these products as legal alternatives, or they're thinking that it's a legal alternative to ecstasy, cocaine, methamphetamine, something that's going to get them high and make them feel good. But it is deadly. I mean, it is a great question. It does lead to serious medical issues, medical conditions, even death. The other thing that you have to be aware of is most people see these products selling behind the counters, but it's not like there's any quality control of the products. I mean, you have no idea that what the products are laced with, or if they even have rat poison or any other type of chemical associated with it.
Greg, what about that?
To add to what Trey was saying is, I think the kids have a misconception that if you can buy it in a corner market or tobacco store, it's legal. And if it's legal, then they can possess it and they can use it. Well, now it's not legal for them to sell it. So they need to be aware of that it's not going to be readily able to get your hands on that. But I think if it's legal, they can legally sell it, they can legally buy it. And what's the saying? It's not going to happen to me. And they're in that mindset, our generation's in that mindset of, you hear about it happening to other people, but I'm Superman. It's not going to happen to me.
And I guess if you see it all packaged up in a commercial-looking package, you're going to think, hey, they wouldn't be selling that if it would hurt me. And so you kid yourself into that.
And in talking about the packaging, Bart, it's real neat that a lot of the packaging that we see, it'll say legal in 49 states. Legal to sell in 49 states.
You're so, in the 50th.
Yeah, well, it's going to be legal across the board before long. So, yeah.
Oh, good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Did you have a question or comment?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Hank Williams. I work at Limbaugh Library.
Uh-huh.
And I was just giving you a quick call before I went into work to tell you I appreciate the good work these gentlemen are doing and how I see we are kind of the intersection of humanity here at the library, and I see a lot of different kinds of people, and I've seen a lot of people lately who are under the influence of something, and I just wanted to emphasize on the 19th, how important it is for people to turn out for this, because I think the problem is a lot more far-reaching than the community even realizes. And once again, I appreciate the good work on the police department's part, and I'll hang up, and I just encourage the community to attend on the 19th.
Very good. Thank you for calling. And that's October the 19th, 6 until 8 in the evening, a synthetic drug awareness program over at the Patterson Community Center. October 19th, 6 until 8 in the evening. We can't say that too much. And it's really important that parents, as well as youngsters, both attend. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi. Good morning.
The doctors have sort of got an off word for the one's been taking dope and stuff. They call it bipolar now. But get him on this pill here and he'll be all right. But when he ain't taking his medicine, they call it bipolar, you know. So that's one way to get around to telling, well, they just got on dope and couldn't get off of it. Now it's burned up the brain. So I just thought I want to call and tell, because I got a stepson they call that, and that's all he did for 10 years. Now he, well, he's all right. He just got bipolar. So I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, Kyle?
Well, you know, in the mental illness field, we've just made great strides in the last 10, 15 years on diagnosing and treating mental illnesses. And, you know, I think that this program would be a good opportunity for folks to come and understand what the difference is between that. While we won't specifically be addressing mental illness, I think that this program has a lineup of great speakers that are going to talk about drug use, and I think that you'll have a better understanding and understand the use of these drugs and why people use them and the effects they have, and how they differ than pharmaceuticals, which is a problem in of itself as pharmaceutical abuse. This is illegal drug abuse. These drugs are illegal. You can't use them, and it's completely different than what you would treat bipolar disease or something else with. And so this would be a good opportunity to come and clarify that for you. So I hope you get a chance to come out on the 19th.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We'll be back. If you're on the line, hold on. You're coming up next. We're going to check on the weather. We'll be right back.
She never told me that.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
WeatherEye.
We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, cloudy skies and gradually becoming sunny, and high temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Currently 57.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
American Radio's biggest voice.
You know who I am.
G. Gordon Liddy. Weekday mornings at 9 on the Good Neighbor Network. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And local pediatrician at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Lee Bigham, had this comment. He said, "At first we did not know what we were seeing. Now we know what it is and where it is coming from. It's hard to believe that a teenager can buy an illegal drug, at least an equivalent, at the corner market. Glad to see that the government is doing something about it." And that's what we're talking about today. The Synthetic Drug Awareness Program that's coming up October the 19th at the Patterson Community Center, 6 until 8 in the evening. Visiting with us today, Trey King from the State Attorney General's Office, the co-case agent for Operation Sinful Smoke,
and Murfreesboro Police Detective Greg Flanagan, the pharmaceutical diversion investigator, and Kyle Evans, also from the Murfreesboro Police Department. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
How are y'all doing?
Doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, Father Buck? This is your son, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
And I want to say hi to all y'all. I want to say hi to all your guests.
Good morning. And, good morning.
The talk with you about drugs.
Uh-huh.
You know, we got so many drugs. We got so many people. You got so many people. You got so many drugs. You get rid of the money. You let people start working for nothing. Then you get rid of the drugs. You get rid of everything else. See, when you get out there working, you're working for money, then you're working for what you want to buy with the money. So I got two words to say about the money. See, you can have that dollar. That dollar is the devil. The devil dollar. So you can take that dollar, go along, that dollar is the devil. The devil dollar. How many people can pick up a dollar and pass a penny up? See, you look like this. The devil dollar can make you holler. But the Lord penny will save you. Now let alone y'all. Y'all always be safe.
Joseph, thank you for sharing that with us today. Something for us to think about this morning. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just actually got a comment and a question. My comment is that, you know, to me, this junk that's being made and sold, I mean, it to me, you know, you watch everything going on. I mean, it's pretty much boils down. It's all about money, because I know in my industry, you know, I deal with people that illegally uses aliens, you know, that. But it's all about the money for them. But my question is, when they catch these people, you know, do they, are they prosecuted pretty good to where, you know, they won't do it again? Or are they just kind of, you know, slapped on the wrist and say, you know, don't do that, we'll fine you or whatever? I'm just kind of wondering what the, you know, how big a trouble will they get into if they're caught selling it or making it?
We'll find out. Trey, what about that?
The laws on the books so far from the legislature is on both either the synthetic cannabinoids or synthetic cathinones are Class A misdemeanors, which are punishable up to 1129 and a fine of up to $2,500 per charge. In the last several weeks, the Drug Enforcement Administration or agency has used its emergency scheduling powers to include a number of the different synthetic cathinones as well as the synthetic cannabinoids and made those Schedule 1s, and that would be a felony in the federal system. So there are laws out there, and there are punishments that are pretty severe.
But you're hoping to change those laws and make it even more severe, is that right? I mean, that was what you had said earlier,
yeah,
looking at the General Assembly about really putting some teeth into the laws.
Well, that's right. Here on the state level in Tennessee, we'd like to see these drugs become a Schedule 1, which basically means that there's no legitimate purpose for using that drug. There's no medical treatment. There's no human consumption requirement to treat any kind of drug or any kind of illness. So we'd like to see this become that type of offense and increase those punishments. And so it's something that we would encourage our state legislatures to really take a hard, serious look at this next session.
Let's see if we can't take one more call. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today? Yes,
Yes, y'all have an interesting program this morning.
Thank you.
I got a question to ask the officer. On those people that you arrest at these stores selling those illegal substances, do y'all go back and check on them to make sure that they're not reselling them again? I mean, constantly keep selling them?
That's a good question. Thank you. What about that?
Our goal is we rely on the community a lot in that nature as well. If anybody in the community goes into these corner markets and see what they believe to be the synthetic cannabinoids, give us a call. You can call the police department 893-1311. You can call our vice division at 849-2651. Tell us which stores that you're seeing these in. We will make an attempt to go in and make purchases again. But the checks and balance systems, we rely a lot on the community with that as well. So the community participation would be greatly appreciated.
So just walking into the store, they're not out in full view anyway, so you're not going to just notice it by
walking in there.
That's true. What we are hearing, though, is some of these stores are selling under the counter to some of their regular customers. If they are doing this, we will find you, we will get you, and we will prosecute you again.
Once again, that date for the Synthetic Drug Awareness Program at the Patterson Park Community Center, October the 19th. Whatever you do, you need to be there October the 19th, 6 until 8 in the evening, and learn about this horrible thing that's coming into our community. October 19th, 6 until 8 in the evening at the Patterson Community Center. A special thank you to Trey King with the State Attorney General's Office, and also Detective Greg Flanagan with the Murfreesboro Police Department, and Kyle Evans with the Murfreesboro Police, for joining us this morning. Thank you for joining us today.